Welcome to the West Point City Planning Commission meeting on July 9th, 2026. Our general session, 7 p.m. We have Joe, myself, Kyle, and Adam. We will start with our pledge of allegiance and then Kyle's.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful to come before Thee as a planning commission to discuss the needs and, of our city and development plans. We ask Thee to be with us, to understand the issues, to be able to help all property owners and citizens in our community. We're very grateful to live in this country, in this state, in this area. We're grateful for the freedoms that we have. We're grateful for the past week and weekend with the celebration of our dear country. We're very grateful for it. Please help us to be good citizens and to help our country continue to be a great country and a great community here in this part of it. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Kyle. Do you have any disclosures from the Planning Commission?
I just want to bring up that I work for the LDS Church for the item that we're reviewing today. I don't know if I need to recuse myself. I do work in a different department than the Meeting House division, but I don't know if I need to recuse.
No.
I'm voting.
I think you're fine.
You were saying you were going to recuse yourself?
I was just asking, do I need to?
Oh, just no.
No.
Unless you have some financial gain in this.
No.
I'm curious, because I'm going to be down the road. I'm going to do this, which is fine, but
All right, we'll move on to item six, discussion and consideration of a conditional use.
Oh, wait, I know there's no public, but you guys still say public comments.
Oh, public comments, sorry. We will open for public comments.
Yeah.
We will close the public comments and move on to item six. Discussion and consideration of a conditional use for an 1,800 square foot building on property located at 855 North 4000 West, BHD Architects, representing the LDS Church as the applicant. If you want to come up and just kind of tell us what you've got going on.
So I'm Wade Harris from BHD Architects, and essentially this is an existing LDS meeting house. They just want to put a pavilion in the parking lot, so it's about 1,800 square feet. It's an open pavilion, pretty typical one with picnic benches inside of it, picnic tables. There's not really a whole lot of complication to it. It takes out 20 or so parking stalls. I don't feel like they need them anymore with the demographics in the area, but they do feel like they need pavilion, so a little bit of grass around them. So I don't really have anything else if they're going to say, okay.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Kyle?
So we drew an overall plan, and then that tells you where to look for the
Just trying to make sure I'm not missing something.
Are there plans for water out to the pavilion area?
Yeah, so if you look in the center, there's a mechanical room. We kind of drew some squares in there. The mechanical room right there with the water line that's exposed.
That's what that line is.
So we're going to drop it down, and then we're going to pull some conduit from a panel that's right above the bathroom, just over there a little bit, and run those out by trench out to the new building area.
Makes sense.
I assume the detention pond is in the opposite corner of the parking lot. Is that the gray area over there?
That's a storage building, a dumpster corner there.
Oh,
there's not really a detention pond on the site. There's the water drains to four storm drain basins. You can kind of see them. They're just on the perimeter, and then it drains out through a storm drain line out to, and I don't know details about whether it's retained or if it, this building was built, I think, 30 or more years ago, and so I don't know how they did the detention and that kind of thing. But currently, if it backs up, it just backs up into the parking lot, and they have taller curbs there to catch more water.
And then the other thing that I can think of is hours of operation. That, you know, it's a church pavilion. My guess is it's pretty minimal, but if I'm the neighbor, just wanting to make sure that, one, I don't get a lot of light in the middle of the night, which I imagine isn't the case, but any operations that you can speak to, that would be great to know.
Yeah, so currently there's two parking lot lights on the perimeter within the area. Then there's two up further. Those are not going to be changed. There would be lights on the building, but they are on a timer, and so they're not, people aren't allowed to use them after 10 o'clock at night, but they're on the timer so that they are there and they want to stay later. The lights turn off anyway. So 10 o'clock is a pretty normal time frame for that kind of thing.
So Troy, it meets all of the code except for the size.
Yeah, you're seeing this because it's about 1,500 square feet.
Chair? Anyway, Vice Chair, thank you. Vice Chair, I make a motion to approve the conditional use request for BHD Architects representing the LDS Church to construct an 1,800 square foot pavilion on their property located at 855 North, 4000 West,
Second.
Motion by Kyle, second by Joe.
Aye.
Okay. Looks like that will move and move forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
All right, we're on to staff updates.
I didn't make a slide for it needs to be specific. There's a few final plans that have been submitted. One for the Sky Meadows subdivision that's on the corner of Big Corner. Craythorne phase 6 and 7, that's by the elementary school, the smaller home that's on 180, north of 183. So they submitted plans for phases 7 and 8. That's the one that go right out to Cold Springs Road. A lot of these developments are in the final phase. So we've had all these rezones that have gone through and preliminary. Now we're final. So we're busy with a lot of final plan reviews. The Matlab piece, they submitted for final for their phase one. He's actually is requesting to not do the put homes, at least on the interior. So we're still looking at that. So but he can't. He still needs the density. We're talking to a few people. We'll be working with Holiday Oil. Really, we have a lot of discussion that will take place. Greg's been out of the office all week, and so Boyd's been in and out. So hopefully we can have a good meeting and talk about that. So our hope is when you see him again, we'll have answers. We didn't have a lot of answers. Just wanted you to pick his brain a little bit. So nothing really significant. They're going to be, like I said, the trail system. It looks like it's going to go all the way north. We're getting plans for that West Meadows. It's the one, the trails, it's the one of the peninsula that comes into 4500, that Nelson Holmes, they came, what's that development called?
West Meadows
is the Jeremy Humphreys piece. There's this trails edge, trailside edge. There's so many. That one is coming for preliminary. So you should be seeing a preliminary plan come for that. We've already done the rezone, now preliminary plan. So probably the next, maybe next meeting or meeting after, we should see something. The development, I think some of the developments are kind of hold now because water shares are very difficult to find right now. People aren't holding on to them, they're not letting them go. So people get as far as they can and then they're gonna stop. So it's kind of a wrap.
Thanks, Trey. Planning Commission comments. Start with Jeff.
Just a comment about the Party of the Point this year. It was an amazing event. Appreciate how the city was into it. I heard a lot of people comment on that day that for such a small little town, it was a great big celebration. I just wanted to give my thanks to the city and those employees who put all the effort into it. Petey, for all your help for the float. I thought our float turned out great this year. So it's good. Thank you so much.
My wife is not biased, but she said our float was the best, the Planning Commission. So I'm just, I have to put that on the public record. So.
I agree that the party was fantastic. Parade, fireworks. I'm not biased when I sent out the fireworks. Parade are awesome, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's fun to do parade. You do great job. And thanks for prepping on all this stuff. That's a good discussion. It's better for me when you can't remember the names of the subdivisions because I can't either. So it always is better when you say it's on 4,000 or whatever.
I will get you a map in your binders that will have everything listed. So
it's great, but by the time you say it's this place and I flip to it, you're already on to the next thing. So I'll get there eventually, but it's okay for you to forget and say the crossroads.
Marcy, thanks to staff. Fourth was great, and thanks for your help, Katie. So that was a lot to fulfill our vision. Thank you, guys. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion that we adjourn the meeting.
All right.
Second.
Adjourn.